I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Tina Harris with the City of Marquette's Arts and Culture Center. We talked about a public meeting coming up tomorrow for all interested creative people in the area to talk about the formation of an Area Arts Alliance. Here's more about the meeting with Tina Harris.
Tomorrow at the Arts Center in the lower level of the Peter White Public Library, beginning at 4 o'clock, we're inviting all the creative peoples, if they're private, nonprofit organizations, businesses, that's artists, visual artists, performers, graphic designers. This is a meeting to discuss the development of a regional arts and culture alliance within Marquette County. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we learned through the master planning process is that arts doesn't see boundaries, and that we would be much stronger as a city and a region if we collaborated together. So the idea behind forming a regional arts alliance is stronger collaboration, partnership, mm-hmm. just a lot of possibilities if we can agree that we're stronger if we join together.
I think the key on it to mention, as you said, is that it is countywide with this approach, and even perhaps beyond the county, but it's to try to get an alliance started, see who shows up, and start somewhere.
Yeah, we really want, you know, tomorrow, this is the first face-to-face with everybody, and we're hoping we get a lot of folks from Ishpeming and Nagani. It isn't, the meeting is in Marquette. I was talking to someone up in Ishpeming. I said, we promise next meeting will be up in Ishpeming. Mm-hmm. This is not about Marquette. It happens to be where the first meeting is. And I'm hoping that people get excited. Tomorrow they talk about their needs, what they want for their community. Everyone will get an opportunity to talk about how they would like their community or their individual business or what they need from an alliance, and then we can begin talking about next steps and how we can formalize.
This is part of the master planning process for arts and culture in the city of Marquette that's been in the news in the last year. Tell us how this fits into that overall approach.
Well, this is one of the major initiatives that we found with the City Arts and Culture Master Plan. You know, the master plan really looked, did a couple of very broad surveys of artists, arts organizations, lots of one-on-one interviews, lots of community focus groups. And one of the big things that came out of it was the need to form an alliance among arts and culture, but not just within the city, within the county. So the city's role is just trying to get this thing started, but this is not a... it wouldn't be led by the city. The city would be a partner, just like everybody else in this. Mm-hmm. You know, and then the other big initiative that came out of the master plan was to kind of step away from always focusing on the art center and programming and looking a little bit more broad, economic development, advocacy, other broad initiatives. So this is all a part of that economic development, support in the arts, and trying to get to the next level.
Now, the session is when and where?
It's tomorrow at the City of Marquette Arts and Culture Center. We're located in the lower level of the library. It's from 4 to 6. Try to get you out of there a little earlier than 6. And, you know, this is a really important meeting if you want to be on the ground floor of something I think that could really help foster and change the arts and culture in our community. I know that the MCVB is going to be there. DDAs and chambers from other communities are going to be there. So a lot of support for the artists that live in our community.
Tina, one of the key things also with this alliance is to talk about also the economic power of arts and culture in our community.
Right. You know, during the master planning process, we did a cultural asset inventory, and kind of wanted to see what arts brought to our local economy. And just within the city of Marquette, up to $8 million a year in revenue. And that was a very, that wasn't a completely comprehensive study. So we know it's much, much greater than that. Mm-hmm. And then if you look at that $8 million and look at Marquette County as a whole, we know that arts and culture is a major economic driver. So not only does it contribute to our quality of life, but our economy. And I think that one of the strongest things that this Arts and Culture Alliance could do is to increase that even more. We mm-hmm. haven't even gone close to where we could mm-hmm. To look at arts and culture as economic driver.
One of the things on that is like, I think a lot of people may think of things like, you know, Art on the Rocks or one of the food fests or something like that in Lower Harbor Blues Fest, whatever it may be. But, you know, we're talking about things that could be like St. Rocco's Fest in Ishpeming, all the way to things like Pioneer Days in Nagani, where there are activities and things that people travel to come in to enjoy the artistic side and the cultural side of the Upper Peninsula.
Right. We're not just talking about, you know, a concert or a studio artist. It's the festivals are all a part of that. And there are some great things happening up on the West End, Gwyn, music. And if we can work together to partnership, maybe to package some of these events, I think they'll all be a lot stronger. I know there was a great art stroll last year up in Ishpeming, and how do you find out about that? There's got to be something that we can do. We can do this better. We can get everyone to these events and show them what's happening. So I think a lot of potential with promotion, especially for arts and culture.
One of the things is that this is the first meeting now of this to see who kind of shows up, what kind of interest there is to get the ball rolling. It's in Marquette, but meeting locations will be rotating around the county, which is important to mention. But for folks that want to come out, once again, what are the details for tomorrow's meeting?
So the Alliance first meeting is tomorrow night, Tuesday, at the Peter White Public Library. We'll have the meeting at the Art Center, which is located in the lower level, begins at 4 o'clock, probably go to about 5:30.
That's the comments of Tina Harris with the City of Marquette's Arts and Culture Center. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.